thinking of me, thinking of me now. You'll never need to congratulate. Come be the way you want when you're thinking of me, thinking of me now. Come see your hands on stage. We're gonna try and satiate. Come be the way you want when you're thinking. Thinking of me, thinking of me now.
Oh, That last song was Helpless by Exhale.
Oh, you're on my cord.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
Hang on. It's good. I got it.
Says I'm on his cord. My bad.
Okay, there we go. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing, kid?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Actually, I'm still getting over Ebola. Oh, you're the best, Haley.
A little better now?
Yes, Kaylee brought me coffee. Thank you, Kaylee.
Oh, sure.
So it's Tuesday.
It is,
which
once
is
again.
Definitely the hardest rocking
worst
day
of the week.
At WSCA. And you're listening to The Underworld with the hardest rocking father-daughter team in the history of radio. And I'm Mike. I would be the elder half of the hardest rocking father-daughter team, plus the male one, which maybe you'd figure out, maybe not. I don't know. My voice isn't what it normally is today due to having Ebola for the last 4 days.
Yeah, well, you gave me that sickness too, so.
I know. And then that over there is Kaylee. So if you don't want hemorrhagic fever, don't come into WSCA today. Now it's just a cold, but I'm finally actually kind of living today, Kaylee.
No.
Yeah. Spent the last 3 days straight in bed. It was boring. Didn't get to do anything.
Do you have any new bands?
No, but we do have a really cool interview coming up.
And who would that be?
Well, that would be... again, courtesy of Joe from the Big Rock Show, and this one is with Killswitch Engage.
Oh,
yeah.
Very interesting.
I knew that would get your attention. Kaylee is a big fan of Killswitch Engage, and so that'll be a cool one. That's coming up in a little bit. What you got there? Oh,
you know,
I like
song
them.
I really like, but and we used to play all the time. And
yeah, but
we haven't played it in a while.
You can stick that in
all
there.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to mix it up a bit. It's all
wrong
good.
I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, so if we didn't mention it today, if we haven't mentioned it yet, The Underworld is I got to catch my breath. I'm still suffering from Ebola here. All right, The Underworld is all about the music and the musicians of our local rock scene. Local meaning New England. Lots of bands in New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, even down in Rhode Island and such. Every once in a while, we go a little bit outside of New England, down to like New Jersey, England, you know.
England,
if we have a maiden moment.
Maiden moment, yeah. Yes.
But we keep it local, and we keep it with bands that are out playing and making music right now. So we've got all kinds of good stuff coming. I'm gonna pull some new stuff out. So, Kaylee, the answer to your question before is I don't have the new bands planned out, but I do have new bands. So just stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, what you got for us?
This is Big Coffin Hunters.
Yes. Love them. Yes.
Good band. And the song is called Lizzie Borden.
Go ahead. Don't mean to walk all over you.
Nah. The last song was Angry Hill, Constant Sleep. I don't think we've played that one before.
No. Nope. I don't believe so.
Nope.
I love Angry Hill. This guy's awesome. And there again, excellent use of the talk box. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mentioned that I didn't know who it was going to be, but I was going to have new music. Well, I figured out who it was going to be.
And who is that?
Frozen. Well, we're going to start with Frozen. This disc is called Enemy Soil, and these guys are from right here in New Hampshire. So check this out. This is the second song from their disc. It's called Hell From Above.
Yeah.
Excellent choice, Father.
Yes, awesome. Awesome new music on the underworld. That was Frozen with Hell From Above. The disc is titled Enemy Soil. Those guys are awesome. I am already a big fan. Thanks to Metal Mark of Black Knight Meditations, which will be heard later tonight here on WSEA, because he suggested Frozen to me a while back, and somehow I couldn't find the disc that day. So we found it today.
What's wrong with
we
your
got
eyeballs?
It going. I don't know what's wrong with my eyeballs. So let's get right into this week's interview. This is Joe from the Big Rock Show. You can check him out at the bigrockshow.net. Check out his whole podcast and such. Joe is also the one and only guy behind Rat Pack Records, whose music we play a lot of on this show, because he gets together some of the best bands in New England and promotes them. So, you know, we're big fans of the music, and man, this interview should be great. This is, again, Adam from Killswitch Engage, and when we're done, we'll play a little something from Killswitch, because, you know, of the two big bands, well, let's see, three big metal bands out of New England that are out there right now. You've got Godsmack, you got Shadows Fall, got Killswitch Engage.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is playing catch up, and I hope we see a lot more of them catching up to these guys, but Kaylee and I have certainly had a lot of fun at a Killswitch Engage show in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So,
next to the monitor.
Oh yeah,
in front of the barrier
in Worcester. It's while they were recording a live DVD.
Not bad, I must say.
Yes,
and I can see myself in one of those pictures.
Yes,
it's really funny.
Yeah. So here is here's Joe interviewing Adam from Killswitch Engage.
TheBigRockShow.net. Hey folks, we are speaking with Adam from Killswitch Engage. How you doing, sir?
Pretty freaking sweet, dude.
So you're back on the road, first show back last night. How did that go for you?
Oh, well, last night was a little bit of a disaster gear-wise on stage. We had a couple kinks, but beyond that, it was pretty cool, yeah, not bad.
Now, of course, you're out there with Lamb of God. That's got to be fun.
Oh, yeah, of course. We love those guys. Nice dude, so it's always sweet to tour them, hang out, and drink beer.
Yeah, you guys just actually got off the road, and you were overseas for a while doing a bunch of shows over there?
We went to Europe. We did a bunch of Europe dates, and that was pretty freaking sweet, and had a couple weeks off to eat a lot of turkey and stuffing and all that stuff, get festive and whatnot.
Now you guys are posted as out on the road till mid-December. I mean, what are your plans after that?
We're actually doing another U.S. tour after that. It never ends. We'll be punishing kids across America.
Oh, cool, man. Now, is that going to be with Lamb of God again, or?
No, actually, it'll be with Every Time I Die.
And after the U.S. tour, what, are you just going to head back overseas, do another tour over there?
Probably. I think there's a bunch of Australian dates planned, and as far as anywhere else, we are still kind of confirming, like, festivals and all that kind of stuff. Not really sure, you know, we're always those guys, we're the wandering, you know, fools.
Absolutely.
Eating and getting fatter and drunker everywhere all around the world.
Yeah, you know what I was going to ask you is, what made you guys choose to record Holy Diver?
Actually, it was for this publication, Kerrang! Magazine. They had their 25th anniversary issue, I think, and they had a bunch of bands, like, cover a bunch of old rock songs, and they gave us a bunch of options, and we opted to choose Dio, just because Dio's sweet. Chose that and went with it.
Yeah, very good job, very good job. I always liked that tune. Now, I'd posted some bulletins letting the folks know you were going to be on the show. And I told them, you know, if they had any questions, just send them on in, and I'd ask you. And the first question was, are you guys going to release a new CD in 2008?
We are talking about possibly doing one late next year. But we'll see what's going on, though. Everything schedule-wise is kind of up in the air as of right now. Just trying to finish up the touring cycle for this record, and then we'll see what happens.
Cool. Well, we had another question come in, too. One of the kids wanted to know, what do you use for gear on stage?
A guitar and an amplifier. Well, we got a bunch of Mesa stuff, some Mesa cabs, and a couple different Mesa heads. Depending on what's working on that day, it's either a Mesa Roadster or a Triple Rec. Always a big old cab with stuff with vintage 30s, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so you're just doing it old school, just plugging it in and jamming?
Maybe a couple delay pedals here and there for
Absolutely. Now, another thing that came into is, what's your favorite Killswitch song?
Oh, man. God. Whatever the last one is. I don't really go gaga over any of our songs. I guess that would sound kind of egotistical and weird. I don't know. I guess it's just kind of fun to get up there and prance around and call all the kids, pussies.
Kind of fun. That's awesome.
That's more fun than digging on your own songs, that's for sure.
Now, what can we expect in 2008 from Killswitch Engage?
Probably more chugs, more squeals, and more flexing. That's all we got. Sorry, dude. That's all we're capable of.
Now, another question that came in, of course. Who's your favorite band to tour with?
Well, there's lots of favorites. We're friends with a bunch of really nice people. We've been blessed to meet a lot of nice bands and tour with a lot of them. And we got a lot of friends, so it's hard to really narrow it down.
Absolutely. We had another question from a kid, obviously in an up-and-coming band, wanted to get some advice from you. How he could be you when he grows up.
Well, you know.
Buy a cape, put some short shorts, get drunk and play horribly every night. There you go. The sky's the limit. Oh, crap. I guess just, write good music and music you believe in, and that's hopefully enough, I would think. But.
Yeah, what do you think of the whole music scene these days with all the downloading and all that stuff? You think it's really killed the record industry, per se?
I know. The music industry is pretty much being revolutionized as we speak because of the internet. But, I know record sales aren't what they are anymore because people just, rip the record for free offline, it's kind of a tough scenario. It's like, I don't really care because, it doesn't really affect me in any way. But I know it affects the record companies, who in turn is in charge of paying for promotion and, getting the record out there, period. And, so it's a weird scenario based on that, Two sides to each story.
Well, Adam, thanks for calling in today and talking with me. And also thanks for, keeping me laughing today. It's been a real fun time.
Aw, shucks. No problem, dude. This is Adam B from a band called Kill for Change.
There you have it. Big Rock Show brings us Killswitch Engage. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Let me take just a moment here to remind everyone within the sound of my voice about Black Knight Meditations, a heathenish foray along the shining path. Oral ruminations of black death, speed, thrash, gothic, doom, power, prog, shred, and traditional metal, not broadcast via conventional nor commercial airwaves. Every Tuesday night, including today, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. For more information and to check out the playlist, go to www.blacknightmeditations.com. Check out that show. Mr. Mark Pruitt, the metal god himself, puts together a very, very good show.
Yes.
Always, always brand new things to hear. Always bringing up a lot of old cool stuff from the past. And there's just no end to the rock. Kaylee is trying to pull a little something up here. Any second. Oh, she got it quick. All right.
They mentioned something about Holy Diver, which is one of Dio's great songs.
Yes, and it's been remade so well by,
yes, this is
by
an
Killswitch Engage.
Remake.
So with no more blabbering.
Well, we got to wait for it to load.
All right,
father.
We'll wait. All right, I'll blabber more then.
We got a little more blabbering.
Blabber.
The video
What'd
is pretty
you
cool
do
too.
To it?
I don't know. The video, all the members of the band play different parts of the video. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Love Killswitch Engage. And man, the night that we saw them, I should back this up. They just played a show up in Lewiston, Maine last Saturday, December 1st. It was,
I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me.
Yep, it was Killswitch Engage, Lamb of God, and Devil Driver. Man,
Tegan will kill you.
Yes, Devil Driver, and was it Soilworks?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't go.
No.
Why? Because I had
band obligations.
I had a very important party to be at, too. I don't know what is going on with this computer.
I'm putting little Firefoxes all over the screen.
Yeah. Hey, how about you pull? How about we do something else then? Because this doesn't look like it's going to be working anytime soon. No, I mean with Killswitch. continue with Killswitch.
I don't know what's clean, Father. That's why I was like, why don't we play both? Because I don't know what to do. So I have Vegas Temper lined up.
All right. We could play I love Vegas Temper. And then we'll come back with Killswitch. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
So what song by Vegas Temper?
This song is called Living or Dead.
That was Vegas Temper with Living or Dead from their disc Novocaine. Now, I hadn't played anything off Novocaine in a little while because that Rat Pack Records compilation disc has got a brand new one by Vegas Temper on it that's really good, which I believe I just put on our MySpace page yesterday.
Probably.
Yeah, Kaylee just updated the look of the... of our MySpace page. You can see that at myspace.com/the Underworld Radio Show.
You told me to do it, so I did it. And you...
MySpace.com/the Underworld Radio Show.
Shut up.
Or you can go to underworldrock.com and hit the thing that says MySpace. But...
How convenient.
I'm sure they can remember the Underworld Radio Show, even if it is.
I know you forgot it for like 5 seconds.
I know. No, it's, actually, it was because I was distracted and forgot what I was saying entirely.
ADD.
I'm not doing so great today. I'm having issues with remembering things and staying on topic and little things like that. I know. I'm easily confused right now. Yeah, don't do that to me.
That was funny, though. I wish I would have taken a video or something. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Stump the geek with his coffee mug. Thank you so much, Kaylee. I appreciate it so much.
No problem. I love abusing you when you're sick.
So what were you just telling me about somebody playing here in a few days, here in the station?
Yes, a very good high school band named Cardboard Mansion will be playing here.
Now, this isn't a high school band like marching band. Let's back up. This is a band of kids that happen to be in high school.
Yes.
Okay, now what genre are they? Are they metal?
They're like rock.
Rock, okay.
Rock and roll. And
what are they called again? Cardboard Mansion?
Cardboard Mansion. They're very good. They are going to be playing live on the Audiobahn on Saturday, December 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. along with Head Train. I'm not familiar with them, but...
Nor am I. But you are familiar with Cardboard Mansion,
yes,
huh?
Yes, they're very good.
Yeah?
I will see if I can get it.
Are they from
tomorrow.
Portsmouth High, or are they from...
Yeah, Portsmouth High.
All right, very cool.
I know a couple of the kids.
Cool.
Yep.
Very nice. Now, should we try to freak out this computer one more time and try to get...
I think so.
Okay.
Because it's worth it.
You do it. I'm just going to stay over here for a minute.
Do you want to play the window pane?
Yeah, let's play some window pane while we're waiting.
So this song, there's the slider, it's called Killing Me.
Will this ever end?
That was Windowpane killing me. They're one of our favorite bands.
Hey, look at this.
Hey, what'd you find? Is that it?
No.
Oh.
Check that out. That is a Till We Die disc that you and I weren't even aware of.
Oh.
Let's try it again. The Till We Die disc that we've been playing songs off for a while here is called R.I.P. Leviticus.
This is Till We Die, the disc is called Pressing On. It's from Screaming Ferret Records.
Yes.
That was funny. Well, we'll have to yell at them.
Well, we could just, play some of it.
And then yell.
We'll take a look at that in a few minutes here. I'm going to go back over there and find something.
You do that.
You do something right here for a second. Well, be interesting for once.
Be interesting.
Yes!
What does that mean? I don't understand. I don't comprehend. What are you looking for, Dad?
I'm looking for...
He's looking
steel
for
assassin.
Steel Assassin. Why don't you open your eyeballs and look for it?
I'm looking
Search.
For...
He's not... Moving very fast. Go faster.
I'm going to have to hurt you.
That'll be interesting.
That's not it. That's not it.
Give me half a step.
Shut up. Get away from me. Get off of me, kid.
Okay, Mr. 3-year-old.
It's mine.
Shut up. No,
mine. Satan's host. They sound cool, but that's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, we can't really hear you when you don't talk.
Still assassin. Ha 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 ha.
Gimme. Gimme.
Anything on that disc rocks. Just pick something and go with it.
Okay. We'll do that. Oops.
Hand me the cover. I'll give you some pointers. Try,
We played two last week. Don't tell me two.
Try number 8, Metal Fire.
From across the sea, we led a newfound calling.
That's Metal Fire by Steel Assassin. And it took me a minute to find it, but I think you'll agree it was well worth the wait. Now, we have failed utterly. Complete
failure. No, I'm trying
failure.
To come up with other things. You're shooting down all my ideas.
Complete failure to come up with Killswitch Engage's version of Holy Diver.
We can still play something on Spotify.
Yes, we can. So you find...
All hope is not lost.
No, we'll still get to some Killswitch Engage. But in the meantime, we are going to play a song from this new Till We Die disc that I just saw for the very first time a few minutes ago. I love Till We Die. This is an awesome band. And get out and see them. Google them. Check them out on MySpace. They've got a lot of great music. This is the title disc from the title track from this disc. It's called Pressing On. Awesome. New music from Till We Die. I like that.
What was that called again?
That's called Pressing On. That's the title track from this disc. I'm going to have to listen to this whole thing a few thousand times just to make sure that, you know, it's all as good as I know it will be.
Of course.
Of course. Sound like a good recording, too. They've got some serious money into this. Look at this.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, yeah. That's awesome. Good for them. I know that they, not too long ago, opened up for Godsmack, so that's got to be kind of a step in the right direction for them. So, yes, we have completely failed at getting Killswitch Engage's version of Holy Diver. So, we're throwing in the towel on that, and we're finally going to play some Killswitch Engage. What song are you going to play, Gay?
This is called The Arms of Sorrow. It's off of their newest disc, I believe. Yes, As Daylight Dies. So.
All right.
Yes.
Set the line in one day, you
thanks,
go.
Thanks, right. Dad.
Here we go.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem. Killswitch. That's an awesome song. Loves me some Killswitch.
Yes, I do too.
Yes.
Yes. I'm bummed that we couldn't get the Holy Diver one.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That's a good
one. Okay. It is a good version, but, you know, it doesn't beat the Ronnie James Dio version, but it is. It rocks close. Hard. It rocks hard. There's no doubt about it.
Can't beat the original in this case, but it's pretty close.
Nope. It's 4:05, and you're listening to WSEA LP Portsmouth 106.1 FM Portsmouth Community Radio. And this is The Underworld, home of Kaylee. That's her over there, and me. I'm Mike. We're the hardest rocking father daughter team in radio, and that is a fact.
Our website is underworldrock.com. If you have a request or know of a band, or you are in a band that you want heard on this show.
Yep. Underworld@underworldrock.com is probably the best email to use to get in contact with us, or go through our MySpace page at myspace.com/theunderworldradioshow. Yep. And if you do go there, you'll be treated to the new layout that Kaylee set up yesterday, and I put 6 brand new songs on there. Let's see, there's so there's music from Q, Vegas Temper, it'll come to me. Maybe it won't. The Outsiders, Covered in Bees, and more.
And Friends.
Yes.
Et cetera.
So let's instead of blabbering on, let's listen to some Scissor Fight. This song is titled The Most Dangerous Animal.
Not what you thought, but
no, but a very cool song nonetheless. Now, that was not the most dangerous animal is me as I intended for us to play. No, instead that was The Wilderness.
Because Kaylee is a dee-dee-dee.
Yeah. So that was Scissor Fight. It's from their CD, Man Trapping for Sport and Profit. I love those guys. Very cool. What should we listen to? How about that
one? And how about sure? Yeah.
Which one? That one?
Sure.
All right. Give me some volume on that. No, not no. that one. There we go.
Stupid kid.
All right, here's Halo Burn, Left 4 Dead.
Take what's left from this empty cadaver. She's on some Bowie. I'm on a mission. Already feel the pain. You back in bags and you're gone inside. Just let me know when you're coming back. Always, I'll wait for you. Always, in time. Seen all the places, touched all the faces, thought to the other side. Take up your arms and feel in your heart, and hear me say it again and again. Always, I'll wait for you. Always, in time. Always, I'm there for you. Always, in time, in time, in time, in time.
Three awesome tunes in a row. That one we just got done listening to, still listening to now, is Always by Girl on Top. Just before that was Angel Eyes and Demon Smiles by Never the Next Day. And just before that was Left for Dead by Halo Burn. Now, friend of the show, former guest, has got a message for everybody, being that it's Christmas time or whatever holiday you... Nice sound.
Christmas
whatever holiday. Yeah, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or whatever. Whatever holiday you celebrate. This time of year is kind of the giving time of year. And Covenant of 13 is trying to help out. And so I'm just going to read you the email that I got from Deborah, one of the guitarists and songwriters. She says, Covenant of 13 is proud to represent the 1st 182nd Armory in Melrose, Mass., the oldest infantry in the USA. We're collecting toys for the children of our service people overseas, boys and girls, new toys unwrapped ages 5 through 15. We all know times are tight. However, to brighten the eyes of a child whose father or mother is overseas for the holiday, need I say more? Dig down deep, please. Any new toy, action figure, board game, teddy bear, CD, Disney DVDs, dolls, trucks, Legos. These are all gifts ranging from $6.99 to $20. Many have asked if they could donate toys their kids outgrew. Sorry, but the toys do need to be new. If you'd like to contribute, then please contact Deborah from Coven of 13. You can email her at covenof13@comcast.net or Don Druid, DawnDruid, at comcast.net. Or if you want to, if you want to get in touch with me, then I can be an intermediary there. But very worthy cause, and thanks to Deborah and Kevin of 13 for doing that. I know that they're sacrificing a lot to do it.
Weren't they supposed to come on the show?
They were. We ran into some trouble with that. We'll get them
all
on.
Right.
Yeah, but
that was when you looked at the wrong calendar.
Yeah, but since we're talking about Kevin of 13, I'm going to play, and this is Disillusion.
I'm not afraid to die.
That last song was Odyssey by Divine Regal. Just before that, Ashes of Your Enemy with Surrender. And prior to that, Disillusion by Coven of 13. Just going with lots and lots of music here because I like the music. That's why.
Isn't that kind of a point of
And because we can't
show?
Find any really silly news to
yeah, the world
to go
sucks
on it.
Today.
Yeah.
We're being all
pretty
lame
much.
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, going back. Let's since the news is lame, we'll play music that rocks. Here's A Simple Complex with Lost My World.
I'm Around the fire, we pray for rain.
Holy cow, Dad.
Oh, I love that song. That last one was The Seed by Twisted Roots, and just before that, Spirit Guide by Disorder by Design. Awesome, awesome bands. You know what we ought to check out real quick here?
What should we check out?
Well, right first here, I've got to remember quick. Which buttons to click, but we should see who's playing at the Dover Brickhouse tomorrow night.
Oh, see, see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Wicked Wednesdays.
Yes.
Over at the Dover Brickhouse.
Dover.
Which I believe may be located in Dover.
Dover.com.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Now you go to
I
calendar.
Know where I go. Shut up. Stupid.
Well,
It appears as though that's still November. We got to go to forward.
Dude.
Oh man.
I want to be teen. I don't care about the bands. I just want to go to the Guitar Hero 3 tournament.
7 o'clock, yeah, Guitar Hero 3 tournament.
Come on.
And then doors open at 9, show starts at 9 p.m. Habitual Offenders, Mother's Virus, and Structural Integrity.
Offenders?
Offenders, that's what it says.
It does say Offenders.
Offenders. Let's see who's coming up in the... Ooh, what's happening to Wicked Wednesday? What's wrong here? Dave Smith and the Country Rebels and Swagger and Growlers?
Maybe they got rid of Fletcher. No,
well,
here
it's looking good again on the 19th with Kype and Stonewall. Yeah, that's... Ooh, and here's...
TBA, they play a lot around here.
Yeah, they do. Nimbus 9 on December 22nd. Oh, you know what? I got one other one to look at because I believe that before too long here, we have the Rat Pack Records Christmas party coming up. So let me check that out real quick, too.
Would I be able to crash that?
We might be able to get you in there. I'm not
Probably not.
It'll be at Mark's Rock Club. Come on. Here it goes.
Our computer is being super slow.
I know.
Today.
This is horrible.
I don't get it. Usually it's fine, but today it's like.
Give me the link.
The link. Just take a bat to it.
I don't think I'm getting anything.
Just take a bat to it. That'll make it go faster.
It's not going to go there.
Can we light it on fire?
Oh, man.
Come on.
Let's do.
Fire's always fun.
All right. I'll get a lighter. You get some.
Kindling.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right, well.
Wait, can we bash it? Like, the people in office.
Oh, yeah, we'll go all office space on it.
Yeah. The guy gets so angry.
Excuse me. I still have Ebola.
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 That part of that movie is so funny. Kaylee, I think it's time for us to go.
I hate to say it.
We'll be back next week. We'll have a new interview from thebigrockshow.net. We'll have new music. We'll be in better health and probably a little more chipper. So, till then, I don't know. You got any final words, Kay?
No.
Okay. Rock on.